This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Sons of Orpheus, Male Choir of Tucson. Director, Grayson Hurst. Chair of the Executive Committee, Richard Miller. Publicity and Promotion Chair, Darwin W. Hall. Sons of Orpheus, the holiday season is a very active time for you, with performances happening all over.
Well, we just finished our first concert at Tucson Estates. That's one of our most enjoyable concerts because the Estates fills the place with their residents, and we have a wonderful time there.
The second concert that's coming up is a food bank benefit concert that we have now been performing with the children from the School for the Blind since 1998. We started keeping track about 12 years ago. About over 5 tons of food have come in during that period of time, and we have raised just a little under $110,000 for the food bank.
Could you tell us what kinds of music people can expect to hear?
We do an eclectic mix of music over the holiday season. Sunday's concert was basically a holiday concert, but there's some sacred music involved too. When we perform at Mission San Javier, we've been doing that now for 23 years. I started off with Linda Ronstadt back in the day. That's a sacred concert. It's one of the signature concerts, if not the signature holiday concert in Southern Arizona. We're very proud of that association with Patronato San Javier, with Tucson Boys Chorus, and joining us this year, the Tucson Girls Chorus.
That tradition started with Linda Ronstadt?
1997. One concert, that's right. And I think the next year, the next Christmas, we were invited to the White House when they used to do that sort of thing. They don't do that sort of thing anymore. Yeah, she got the thing started. It was somebody's brainchild to accompany the documentary that she did about Mission San Javier.
I just have to mention that, to me, that performance seems so significant, being that the mission was founded in 1692. What's it like for you when you perform there?
It's an absolutely wonderful experience. The acoustics there are phenomenal. The setting is amazing with all the luminarias all around the ceiling, and the crowd so appreciate the feeling and the honesty and the mood of the concert.
Sons of Orpheus now celebrates its 29th season. So I understand there's an open call right now?
Always. We're always welcoming new members. All you men out there listening, if you fancy singing, give us a call.
Yes, if you just sing in the shower or even while pushing your lawnmower, come and join us. We can help you learn about the music because we have a Monday class every Monday on learning to read music that's sponsored by Sons of Orpheus and the Tucson Boys Chorus.
Yes, I think we're looking for people who can sing and who have something of a voice. And then we have two rehearsals a week for most of the year. And there are also these learn to read music classes on Monday nights. So they're free. And
I should add that this is a group that's done a lot of concert tours, European concert tours. We've sung in Mexico, Germany, Austria, Hungary, the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, France. We were most recently in Paris singing at Notre Dame. There was a fire after we left, but we had nothing to do with that. I want to see right now.
Grayson Hurst, Richard Miller, Darwin W. Hall. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.